Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
As for me, I'm 100% a bath person. I don't even think that a shower helps you save water. In fact, if it takes you long to shower, you may spend even more water, as every minute spent in the shower wastes 10 liters of water. So I don't think that taking a bath is so much worse. Of course, I take showers too, but I usually do it at school after PE lessons or at the gym or when I travel. When at home, I would certainly prefer a hot bath.
Speaker B.
Well, I know you have to think green and live green, and taking baths isn't supposed to be environmentally friendly, but I just can't help it. I love taking baths. It really helps me to de-stress. You see, I have dozens of bottles with bath foam, essential oils and salts and things like that. I also have candles in my bathroom, and I can switch on some instrumental music. All of these things combined help me to have a perfect rest from anything.
Speaker C.
If you ask me, I think a bath is maybe good for some people, but certainly not for me. A lot of my friends are constantly telling me how much taking a bath helps them to relax, but each and every time I try to take a bath, I feel literally bad. My pulse rate jumps up and I might have a high blood pressure. My doctor says it's not a good idea for me to take baths and I have to stick to showers. I don't mind it really, as I have never found baths pleasant.
Speaker D.
For me, taking a bath is a rare occasion. I prefer taking showers. I don't know why, but each time I take a bath, it makes me want to sleep. With a shower, I can bring myself into any state. If it's hot, I'll relax, and if it's cold, I'll wake up. I like to take turns to switch hot and cold water. Doctors say it's very useful, and I agree. I always look fresh and energetic and healthy, and I feel the same way. So a shower is an important part of my healthy lifestyle.
Speaker E.
I can't say who I am, a shower person or a bath person. You see, there are advantages and disadvantages to both showers and baths. With baths, on the one hand, it's much more relaxing for your body and mind. But on the other hand, it's such a waste of water. With showers, you save water, but at the same time, you don't get the same pleasure as from a bath because it's just a part of your daily routine. So it depends on a particular situation.
Speaker F.
My parents have recently had our bathroom repaired, and we have an amazing shower cabin now. I can't tell you how much I enjoy it. You can listen to music inside while you're taking a shower. The water can be pumped from several directions, and you can choose the mode according to your liking. It can even imitate a gentle tropical rain. With such technologies, taking a shower is fun and healthy, and baths can't ever beat it.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
As for me, I'm 100% a bath person. I don't even think that a shower helps you save water. In fact, if it takes you long to shower, you may spend even more water, as every minute spent in the shower wastes 10 liters of water. So I don't think that taking a bath is so much worse. Of course, I take showers too, but I usually do it at school after PE lessons or at the gym or when I travel. When at home, I would certainly prefer a hot bath.
Speaker B.
Well, I know you have to think green and live green, and taking baths isn't supposed to be environmentally friendly, but I just can't help it. I love taking baths. It really helps me to de-stress. You see, I have dozens of bottles with bath foam, essential oils, and salts and things like that. I also have candles in my bathroom, and I can switch on some instrumental music. All of these things combined help me to have a perfect rest from anything.
Speaker C.
If you ask me, I think a bath is maybe good for some people, but certainly not for me. A lot of my friends are constantly telling me how much taking a bath helps them to relax, but each and every time I try to take a bath, I feel literally bad. My pulse rate jumps up and I might have a high blood pressure. My doctor says it's not a good idea for me to take baths, and I have to stick to showers. I don't mind it really, as I have never found baths pleasant.
Speaker D.
For me, taking a bath is a rare occasion. I prefer taking showers. I don't know why, but each time I take a bath, it makes me want to sleep. With a shower, I can bring myself into any state. If it's hot, I'll relax. And if it's cold, I'll wake up. I like to take turns to switch hot and cold water. Doctors say it's very useful, and I agree. I always look fresh and energetic and healthy, and I feel the same way. So a shower is an important part of my healthy lifestyle.
Speaker E.
I can't say who I am, a shower person or a bath person. You see, there are advantages and disadvantages to both showers and baths. With baths, on the one hand, it's much more relaxing for your body and mind, but on the other hand, it's such a waste of water. With showers, you save water, but at the same time, you don't get the same pleasure as from a bath because it's just a part of your daily routine. So it depends on a particular situation.
Speaker F.
My parents have recently had our bathroom repaired, and we have an amazing shower cabin now. I can't tell you how much I enjoy it. You can listen to music inside while you're taking a shower. The water can be pumped from several directions, and you can choose the mode according to your liking. It can even imitate a gentle tropical rain. With such technologies, taking a shower is fun and healthy, and baths can't ever beat it.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.